This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with a dispatch from the Marketplace desk of Tell Me Something I Didn't Already Know, Will Ya? The government has confirmed that the collapse of healthcare.gov, that's the gateway to the new federal insurance exchanges, was the result of, yes, a massive technical failure. And yes, the people from IT are working on it around the clock. But in the meanwhile, your chances of ending the standoff in Washington are probably better than enrolling in an insurance plan online right now. That does not, however, mean insurance companies are sitting back and waiting. As Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, PA, it is time for the workaround.
The Affordable Care Act is now officially a punchline. Here's Jon Stewart last night on The Daily Show.
The galaxy-destroying dark force, known as Obamacare, was unleashed on an unsuspecting and yet still trusting world. How did it go? Just as I thought! Obamacare has exploded the chest cavities of millions of Americans.
Actually, it's more like millions of Americans have exploded the chest cavity of Obamacare. A week in and the federal exchanges are still barely working. But if you're set on moving ahead, Brian Lobley with Independence Blue Cross in Philadelphia wants you to hear this.
We launched IBX4U.com, which is our own shopping site.
Yep, that's right. Independence Blue Cross and almost all of the other Blues around the country have posted their exchange plans on their own functional websites. Many have conveniently included a calculator to help consumers figure out if they're eligible for the subsidies.
We're able to estimate what we believe your subsidy will be, so they're actually doing the shopping, doing the browsing, and then we're taking down their name and number and scheduling callbacks so we can roll them in the near future.
Of course, Georgetown's Sonia Schwartz says shopping on one site has its downsides.
I'm not going to be able to compare benefits, network. The idea is that that information will be clearer if they go to the state or federal marketplace.
So long as they start working fairly soon. University of Pennsylvania health economist Robert Town.
If these glitches continue to persist for another month or so, I think people get frustrated. People will not sign up. They'll say, I tried, over and over, and it's just too much of a pain.
Which brings us back to Jon Stewart. While he skewered the online exchanges, he directed his sharpest criticism at us.
Let's get one thing straight about this country. We will camp out all night to be the first people to buy a phone or see a movie about shirtless werewolves. But you got 10 minutes to get me this healthcare. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.